after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, and your girl,
Nay Seduction.
Yes, we are here, people. We are here. We're doing this for you guys. We're here. We're here. Oh, my God. My voice still not 100%, but at least I can have a little more control over it today. So, Nay was put up to the task to do the show, too. So, we are here. We are fighting through sickness and pain, but hey, we are here. And Monday, y'all surely won't catch me on the show because I sound like fucking Mickey Mouse. And if I sound like Mickey Mouse, it's not happening. Nah. It's not happening at all. Nate, what's been going on with you? I know because we missed Monday. So we got a lot of catching up. What's been going on with you over the past since we were here last Wednesday?
What's been going on with me? Went to the hospital Sunday. Just been dealing with dumb people and...
Hello?
Just been working. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
All right. I don't know what the heck just happened just then. Weird. The devil does not... Man, look at that. People, man. Even the system was acting fool. Yeah, it hung me up and then it hung you up. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I was like, come on, man.
That was weird. Yeah, that was weird. That was definitely weird.
All right, so I'll be trying this again. Take two, action. All right, so what happened with you over the back? Since we have been to show, we did the show on Wednesday, I mean on Monday. What's been going on with you since last Wednesday?
Well, just been going to work as usual, pretty much. And living everyday life.
Oh, I saw you did a photo shoot with your mom?
Yes. My mom did a photo shoot by herself. We didn't take pictures together, but she did do a photo shoot.
Oh.
And I did a photo shoot as well.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that. So I make sure I bring that up. And I'm glad to see she got her toes back on the ground. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, so she's getting it, you know, she's starting to get into it now, so.
So, yes. What else besides that, was anything else exciting happen all this past week?
No, not really, no.
Okie dokie.
Ex-boyfriends just trying to slide their way back in, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Same one.
As the old gospel song went, shake, 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 shake the devil off.
Okay.
Yeah. Matter of fact, you should send him a video of you if you shaking, not shaking your butt because that'd be a privilege, like shaking your shoulders. And like, what you send me that for? Oh, I'm just shaking the devil off.
Okay.
That's what you should do. Send them that out. That would put them in disbelief. They had to really think about that for a second. But let's see, what have I been up to? So I was doing just fine till about Thursday night leading to Friday. That's when I decided to get sick all of a sudden. And man, it just started going. It was different. It's levels to this, man. So many levels. I started getting sick. I was like, man, it's ridiculous. I started getting a cold. It wasn't even, my throat wasn't hurting nothing yet. It just had a cough. Then my voice started hurting. My throat started hurting. Then, one more time, my nose is all stuffy. Thank God that's not a problem anymore. And then I was, of course, like Sunday night leading to Monday, I lost my voice. That was not fun. So, definitely crap. I hate it. And then I caught myself going out on Saturday night. I was like, I'm going to still go out, F it. I ain't gonna let this sickness make me stay in the house. So I went with my sister and a homegirl, and hey, I took a shot before I left. That shot was awesome because for that moment of drinking alcohol, I couldn't feel a damn thing. I was like, yeah. But my ass is from drinking alcohol all damn day, every day. So I can't use that as a way to numb the pain all day. So. It was fun on Saturday, but reality set back in on Sunday. Guess the other things I did, but I talk about that in the next segment. Of course, you know, it was an anniversary for Laser Focus Photos. First anniversary was yesterday. So, yes, it was it's quite a feat. Excuse me. I had to press the day cough button. But, it was just awesome. Thank God. So, words can't describe how I feel. Just to be able to celebrate a year. I'll talk about that more in the next segment. I'll have more time to talk about that. We got so much compiled to this one show. Nate's got Seduction 101. I got Crickets of the Week. We also have the Six, which is a list of six things. This week's the Six. Y'all have to wait and see what that's about. It should be interesting. It's just the Russian show just goes how it goes. So it is what it is. All right, so that being said, we're going to go to a music break. And then we'll come back on next segment. We'll be talking about that. We come back, we're going to be talking about first anniversary, Laser Focus, my reflections on the first year, and more. All right. We're going to drop a new song on the show today because we can. We don't have to answer anybody about playing new music. We can play what the heck we want when we want. This is Baba Boy and me. You might know him for making that song. I'm about to hit the club. Oh, horrible for bad voice. I'm about to hit the club and dance like a stripper. Remind me, never again. I got sore throat to try to do that girl's voice. That is not fun. So, yes, this is his this is a new track. I like it. I personally like it. I think this one might be, this might get bigger than Dance Like a Stripper if things go a certain way. This get bigger than Dance Like a Stripper just because I think it got a appeal to where it can go to, it can go with just about many markets. So here we go. This is Southside Twerk by ME. We'll be back after this.
ME. I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk.
Yeah.
I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. Them Southside girls got big old butts. Them Southside girls got big old butts. Them Eastside girls ain't giving a fuck. Them Westside girls ain't giving it up. Them Northside girls are models. Them Northside girls are models. Them east side girls so thotty. Them money in your hips, the money's in your hips, the money's in your hips, the money's in your hips, your money's in your hips, the money's in your hips, the money's in your hips. Now let me see you dip. How a black girl get a ass so fat? How a white girl get a ass so flat? How a black girl get a ass so flat? And how a white girl get a ass like that? Them Southside girls be dropping it low. Them Westside girls be working the flow. Them Eastside girls be working the pole. Them hating that hoes will forever be broke. Them Northside girls be bougie as fuck. Them Southside girls be moving their foot. Them Eastside girls got them titties for show. Them Westside girls, they be pretty but broke. I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. Them Southside girls got big old butts. Them Southside girls got big old butts. Them Eastside girls ain't giving a fuck. Them Westside girls ain't giving it up. Them Northside girls are models. Them Northside girls are models. Them Westside girls pop bottles. Them Eastside girls so thotty. The money's in your hips, 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 your money's in your hips, the money's in your hips, the money's in your hips. Now let me see you dip. How a black girl get a ass so fat? How a white girl get a ass so flat? How a black girl get a ass so flat? And how a white girl get a ass like that? Them Southside girls be dropping it low. Them Westside girls be working the flow. Them Eastside girls be working the pole. Them hating that hoes will forever be broke. Them Northside girls be bougie as fuck. Them Southside girls be moving their foot. Them Eastside girls got them titties for show. Them Westside girls, they be pretty but broke.
Yeah, that was ME, Southside Twerk. You heard it here on Life of the Dust Live. Tell your local radio station to get on top of it and play that track. Simple as that. If they're not playing it yet, that means they like to. All they're doing is confirming what I've been saying. They wait for shows like myself to make these kind of moves before they do. But it is what it is. Nate, what did you think about the song?
That song is funny.
You felt what?
He had us Westside girls messed up, though.
Oh!
Westside girls be pretty but broke. Nah, I'm pretty, but I got money. Okay.
Oh, so you got to change the song? Well, you know, he didn't change the song on that one for the Westside girls?
Mm-hmm. He got us messed up.
But hey, he called you pretty at least, right?
Okay. So
he did at least call you pretty, right?
So
see? He gave you off some credit.
Barely.
He said y'all was pretty.
He got us messed up.
Oh Lord, petty mode. Well, yes, y'all. Shout out to that. Shout out to Nate B from Westside. All right, so
Westside girls be pretty but broke. But hold on, shorty, pump your brakes. Hold on, you tried it.
See, you don't say that all Westside girls are.
He tried it.
You know what? You know what? I can concur on that, on some of that, because I can name a couple of examples. Westside Fort Worth, Westside Dallas, that applies to. They be pretty, but they be broke. I name one. I smashed one in Dallas, the Westside. Oh, those were Westside, and she was pretty, but she was not. Yeah. She's definitely not in the money department. So yes, are you over there being? Why Nate over here being messy?
I ain't being messy.
Nate always be messy. She don't care if she's sick or not. She gonna still be messy. All right. So yesterday I celebrated the first anniversary of doing doing laser focused photos. And so I made a post of the night before I made the post like at like late at night, right around as soon as it turned June 6th. Because June 6th marks the anniversary. So every year June 6th, that'll be the anniversary day. You guys remember from Laser Focus. And I did a count, which this is amazing. Like I said, wow, I didn't realize, like, wow, you really have to shoot a lot of people. And when I started thinking about it, I'm like, it really changed my perspective to another degree about my journey. Because I believe by the count I went by, it was 42 people. Because what I did was I was tagging people in the comments, thanking them for having a chance to shoot them. And, yeah, I shot 42 people. And I'll tell you what, man. If your first year shooting 42 people, that's pretty good. And I would say this, man, like, before I got into photography, like, decided to seriously get into it, like, I would do it for events and whatnot, but I wasn't, like, really taking it serious, and then you run a magazine, man. Sometimes one of the things you want to be able to do is, you know, you go to all these photo shoots, you directing photo shoots, and sometimes, you know, you don't want to go through all this red tape of shooting the models you want to shoot for the magazine. And so that was one of the many reasons that led me start doing it. As well as there's a model I've not got a chance to shoot yet, but she was actually one of the reasons I decided to start shooting. Ironically, one of the people who I was having, one of the photographers I was having a problem with, I'm not going to say their name, but, and here's the thing, because people don't get it, and that's why I don't take disrespect from people. I was paying this photographer, man. Not just to shoot me, but, you know, I was looking out for my people because, I managed two models at one point in time. And I was paying to shoot them and had to go through all these games waiting for photos forever. Like, months later, that's ridiculous. If you're being paid, I think this, if you're being paid, it should be extra motivation for you to do to handle your business. I know every time somebody paid me to do a photo shoot, I put it in front of everybody else stuff. Like, everybody else has got to wait. So it's just ridiculous. Like, as a photographer, that was one thing that wouldn't change. Like, everything I touch into this industry, to the entertainment industry abroad, I'm always trying to figure out how I can change it to make it better and, you know, come with more customer service. Because a lot of people just don't, you know, they're so focused on money. Like, I'm not saying you don't want to make money what you're doing, but they're so focused on money that they forget the customer service aspect. And good customer service goes a long way. Like, that's what screws us over. People always, like, sometimes black business, we have a problem with it. Some of these black business owners do not have good customer service skills, and so it makes it harder for us to talk that we got to fight this whole stigma of black people don't do good business. No, it's not people don't do good business. They don't have good customer service. That's what screws it over. So that was one thing I tried to fix, man. And I tell you what, after doing the shoots I've been doing all this time, it's been great because I've done a variety. It was hard. Like, for me at first, like, some people, they got this misconception about me. But for me at first, it was hard for me to, like, get into doing, like, implied nudes and doing nude photos, anything of that sort. Because I hate that black photographers, once we shoot that, like, everybody wants to put us in this bubble that's all we shoot, but that's not the case. No, I like shooting fashion as well. I like shooting everything. But if I want to shoot nude lingerie or something of that sort, then it's just another entity or something I shoot. The same way a model shouldn't be put in a bubble just because she decided to do nudes and stuff. All of a sudden, I want to start saying that's all she do. No, to me, I believe this is what photography and modeling is, an expression. Everyone just says art, but let's go even further on that. It's an expression of life, and life has different entities. And life isn't
always,
all.
It's not
everybody's
just one kind of modeling either.
Exactly.
That's what people fail to realize. It's all kind of modeling.
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden, oh, yeah, you gotta watch out. She a freak, man. All she wanna do is get naked in front of the camera. Oh, watch out for him. He's a photographer. All he wanna do is shoot models naked. They start doing that, and I hate that. Like, it's ridiculous. That was one of the stigmas I was afraid of. Try to do other stuff, but then I told myself, Do you, and today, the same way I would say about models, just because a model shoots lingerie or she decides to do nudes, don't get that misconception about them. In the day, you need to know a person's heart and their mind. If they got a pure heart and mind what they're doing, then it shouldn't be a problem. So, no, I think it's important we have every aspect. And, you know, some people, they get mad because, you know, like sometimes the porn stars, they do photo shoots. You know, people term that as modeling, too. But it is modeling to a degree. A model, the purpose of a model is to promote an idea or product. So if the idea is hey, we're promoting this. We're promoting the fact that you do pornography. Well, guess what? That's an ideal product, my friend. So by default, she's gonna be she's still a model. It's because you everybody like just wants to make their like, and that's what I hate sometimes that we all start getting this cat fight of who's right and wrong about like it's just ridiculous. Like it's not about that. And same way for photographers, our job is to capture different entities of stuff. Now, some people specialize in one area over another, but I think to me personally, if you want to be a respected photographer, you need to dip your feet all around the industry. And then once you dip your feet around the industry, you can have something you specialize in more. But don't be so apt to say, oh, I want, you know, I don't shoot that. You know, unless I understand pornography is a little far, is far on the other side. That's a little bit different. Like, if it gets to that, I can feel you on that. But news are always, like, if a person's naked, it doesn't equal porn. We got to get out of that mind state. It's not porn. It's because a person's naked. Y'all go to the art museum and look at Michelangelo stuff and whatever, and you're like, oh, my God, it's such beautiful art. Y'all look at all that, and y'all have no problem.
Right.
The moment somebody doing the picture, oh, it's distasteful. Ah, you know, whatever, it's just ridiculous. And it happens mostly to the black community. We got to get out of it's such a mind state that we get in this whole thing of we're so ashamed to be proud of what we have, be proud of our bodies. It's not that just because a person is naked and parading around for sex. No, trying to embrace like a person that embraces the because sometimes like the photo shoots that you do and those like that, and some of these women it helps them get to another level because if they're comfortable to show their body that way, then it takes them to another level of their sex to find their sexuality,
right.
Understanding themselves. Because a lot of people they don't like looking, they don't like what they see in the mirror every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what it is, like heck, the cover of our most recent issue of Human Canvas magazine, the front cover. Had a chick, she ain't skinny. She ain't skinny. She a bad chick, but she ain't skinny. And to some people, that might bother them because she got such most of her skin is, and some of her skin is showing and whatnot. But you know what? We don't care. Like she feels sex. If they do that, she feels sexier. That's great. So we need to get in the mindset of, hey, the news and stuff is not about, we got to get this mind state and stop thinking it's about porn and realize, hey, sometimes people, it's about empowering people. And it really is empowering. Like, you understand how many people, like, you know, they do that and they feel so liberated after they've done those kind of shoots. So, yes. That being said, we'll go ahead and go to another music break. We come back. We'll be having, we'll be doing Seduction 101. So, Nate Seduction 101 coming after the music break. We'll do Crickets of the Week after the right after that. It won't be a music break between that. We'll have our music break and then close out the show. We'll do the six, which is our weekly. Our list of six things. All right, so we'll be back. But this track we're going to play during this music break is I'm Spinning the Wheel. I knew exactly what I wanted to play the first one. This is what I was hate. Figure out why I'll play the second break. I'm going to go with a boy, Martin Carr, in the UK. And this is our song for you. Let's do Shook Up. We'll do Shook Up by him.
look into your eyes, I see it. I 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 look into your eyes, I see it.
You know how I feel. I'm not gonna waste this chance with you.
I got this feeling. My mind's made up. You got me feeling all shook up. There's no doubt about it. That you're so hot. You got me feeling.
Bob Martin Carr, right here on Life and Dust Live. Your boy, Sunny J, your girl, Nay Seduction. Okay, Nay, Miss Nay, what do you got for this week's Seduction 101?
Okay, well, this week's Seduction 101, I'm just going to talk about, you know, baby mama.
Oh, Lord.
Baby mama. See, I'm nobody's baby mama. Nobody's baby mama, but I don't like when baby mamas try to use the child against the father. Like, if he don't want to be with you, like, you know, just move on. Ain't no use to lurking on a girl page that he's messing with, you know. It's no need of that. And then if you already knew he wasn't shit, don't even complain. Like, ain't no point in complaining if you already knew the nigga wasn't shit. That's dumb as hell to me. That's retarded. Like, just play your role. Just take care of your child. Like, just co-parent. Like, my sister got two baby daddies. That's not shit. But she don't go bashing her baby daddies on Facebook. One of her baby daddies she was married to. But she don't go bashing their ass on Facebook because she a grown-ass woman. She handle her responsibility. At the end of the day, she know them kids come first. So she make sure her kids are straight. And I feel like a lot of these baby mamas, they need to grow up. They need to worry about what's important. Because a lot of these baby mamas don't even got their own place, first of all. So your priorities is all fucked up any fucking way. Like, just play your role, shorty. Just be cool. Be cool.
Wait, how you got child support?
This is why I always say, before I have it, I'm going to be a wife before I be a baby mama. Y'all, a lot of these bitches just settling to be a baby mama, to be in a baby mama category. That's not cute.
This shit is
not cute.
This would be driving me nuts about the bashing, because some of them get on social media and they bash them. They whine about the littlest of things, man. I get you're not with the person no more, but shut the hell up, man.
That don't mean you gotta be.
Put on your big girl panties. Like,
exactly.
Sometimes they just be acting petty. It could be something that's not reasonable to be bashing about. Oh, he think he's something because he got a new girl. La 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 la. That's stupid.
That don't
especially
mean
I hate when that happened, and it's a dude, and it was the baby mama's idea to break up with each other. And they want to hate on the father because he decided that, oh, I'm about to go handle my business. I'm about to start dating other people. And then he finds somebody else, and then you want to hate on him. All of a sudden, you got all kind of stuff to say about him. You want to disrespect the person he dating on social media, all kind of stuff.
Right.
It's like, get the hell over yourself, man.
He want to move on. Let him move on. Just boss up on his ass.
Or the other way around. If you want to move. Because like I said, it's not always. Because everybody has this notion that a baby mom and baby dad situation always happens because a male doesn't want to handle his responsibilities. That's not the case. And sometimes it's the fact that the two are just not compatible dating-wise.
Miserable and bitter.
Right, and I think that's, but it all gets coupled into, oh, he must have not been shit. It's not always about, it's not like that, and I see plenty of fathers always step up to the plate. They give money, they not only contribute money, they also are in their child's lives, and they still get disrespected on social media. It fucking pisses me off.
I'm going to just say this. If I was a baby mama, say for instance, I was a baby mama. I was in the baby mama category. I'm not about to be miserable, and I'm not about to be bitter. Like, if my child's father wants to move on, okay. Just make sure that you take care of your child. That's it. That's all. I'm not about to be mad because you're fucking with another bitch. I'm going to be fucking with bitches, too. For real.
Nate, I always gotta take it. I always gotta take it to the next level.
You know me. If anything,
but,
my baby daddy is trying to come back to me.
Oh, okay. So you know what? I'm gonna tie. You know, I was trying to think I was gonna do for crickets this week. I'm gonna do a I want to continue your topic, basically, but I want to at Walmart
because you know it's good. You know it's a good topic.
Because oh no, I'm gonna take this another level. It's a different topic, basically, but it's kind of connecting to yours. And I know it's a little early in the month to do this, but I'm gonna make sure I do it now because I need you to be in your mind state by the time it comes around. Don't do it. So I'm gonna play the cooking sounds. And that cooking sound is for anybody, any one of these women out here that want us to celebrate them on Father's Day. Shut the entire fuck up. Oh my God, please get the hell out of my face. If you are thinking about doing that, please direct yourself to the nearest social media cliff and jump off of the hole. Please. I get that you're a single parent, but shut the hell up. You picked it. You celebrated your day already. It was called Mother's Day. Get over yourself. Goodness, get over yourself. And Caitlyn Jenner, if you celebrate Mother's Day, you can't pick Father's Day too. You gotta pick which one you want, my friend. And so hopefully you didn't celebrate Mother's Day because you didn't.
And you know what?
Then you can celebrate Father's Day. What?
You know, I wonder if studs go celebrate, if they celebrate Mother's Day or Father's Day.
As I'm saying, I'm trying to figure out the Kardashians, what they celebrate.
I'm trying to figure it out.
You gotta pick, man. You can't have both. That's greedy.
Yeah, that is.
So you said studs. I was talking about transgender women. Oh, because I was gonna get on that. You jumped the gun on me because that was part of my rant too. So there's my other cricket. I said this back on Mother's Day. Please, people. Oh my God. I'm begging you. Please tell me that you already celebrated Mother's Day. The studs celebrated Mother's Day and not fucking Father's Day. Because when I see it happen, I'm going to scream the top of my lungs. Like, that's what, because disrespectful stuff like that is what makes it so fucking hard for people to accept people being the same sex marriages and same sex relationships because of disrespectful stuff like that. Oh well, I'm the guy of the relationship, so that's why I'm celebrating Father's Day. Get the hell over yourself, man. Good God. Like seriously, if I see studs, I know it's coming. Studs, please direct yourself away from. So, I need you to find every stud you can in your camp, and I want you to handcuff their ass to a chair, or lock their phone up, lock their computers up, until Father's Day is over, because I do not want to see these stances about studs being wished a happy Father's Day. Get the hell out of here. I'm serious, man. I'm so serious. I'm like, it's getting mad annoying, man. Like, I see that every year. I see women just want to take, they want to be greedy and have both days. Celebrate Mother's Day, man. Goodness, just, you ain't got to be so greedy. We get that you're a single parent. And the fire by the fire's on in the picture, we get that. But like, stop it! You're like, grow the hell up, man.
Please do.
Because in actuality, most people don't want to hear this. We should. Why do we like? like, being a parent is a selfless act. Like, because Mother's Day and Father's Day, it's not really about the kids. If it was about the kids, we'll celebrate it in a sacred manner and not put it all on social media. A lot of this nonsense that makes all this controversial now is because people want to do so much of social media. And y'all need to get the heck out of here, man. Stop something, like, seriously. This is ridiculous. Let me get on crickets again. I'm serious, man. Father's Day is on the 18th of this month. I only want to see guys celebrating Father's Day. I have stated my case. All right. We're setting another music break. We're going to keep it going. We're going to fight through it. Last 13 minutes. Okay. All right, so this is an interesting six. The six is weak. So the six for this week, the list is six things that a person who is sick or in pain absolutely hates. Again, a person that is sick or is in pain absolutely hates. Okay, so I started, and they, you know, will oscillate back and forth. Number one, a thing that people who are sick or is in pain absolutely hate.
16.
I cannot say it. 16 is that a person that is sick or is in pain absolutely hates that people do. So I'm gonna give you my first. I'm gonna do number one. So that you know how this is going to go down. All right, so number one. If, for instance, if I have, one thing that I hate from people is all these goddamn fake-ass doctors. Well, baby, you need to sit down somewhere. They always got some corny-ass remedy for you to be doing. You know, I was going to put you at fault because you're sick. Well, but if you sat down somewhere, you wouldn't be so sick right now. Like, nigga, even if I was sitting still, I'm still going to catch a damn cold. So I don't want these corny remedies. Everybody's a doctor all of a sudden. And unless the remedy is proven to actually work, I don't want to hear it. Like, for instance, you tell me, hey, some honey and some tea, okay, that has been proven to work. But all these, you start yelling that nonsense about, oh, you just need to, you just need to do this. Like, come on, man. Get the heck out of here. When did you get your medical degree, my friend? Oh, you didn't? Shut the hell up, then. All right, that's number one. Number two,
I hate when people talk too much while I'm sick. That'd be irritating.
Oh, man. Hey, give us an example. What do you, go a little further on that,
like,
because you hit a nerve
like,
for me.
Just be talking, like, why are you talking to me so much? Like, anything irritates me while I'm sick, because, like, when I'm sick, I really just be a baby, like. I do. I'm a baby.
Or they want you to talk. Oh, man. Like, right now, that'll be hurt, man. Like, I hate typing. People know me. I kind of hate typing sometimes. If I got to handle business, I got to use my voice. And I don't like having to, like, so if I have a limited voice, I don't want to repeat stuff over and over again. So, yeah, I agree with you, man. All that talking, man, is ridiculous, man. Or speak up. They won't keep yelling, speak up. Nigga. All right, Nate, that was a good number two. Number three, things I hate when things people who are sick or in pain hate. Absolutely hate. If they are, if you call me, or if you come over and you tap me and I was asleep, I'm gonna cuss your ass the fuck out. If I'll tell you under the circumstances, I'm gonna cuss you out if you keep going. If you're gonna continue to, you know, if you get me, oh, why would you? Oh, wake up! What the hell do you mean wake up, nigga? I'm trying to rest. If I rest, I might be able to get on the hill faster. Like folks be like tripping because you asleep, nigga. I'm gonna get this catchy disease, and I'm gonna get better because I am no good if I'm like sick and tired. That ain't gonna help at all. So like, shoot, man. Like this weekend, I took a bunch of naps, man. I took so many naps this weekend. It's ridiculous. Every time I woke back up, I could see the changes in the light outside. It was bright as hell. Then it started getting dark, and it was dark, and then dark, pitch black. I was like, damn. Like Sunday, I slept mostly on Sunday. All right, so that's number three. Number four.
Number four. I hate when people touch me while I'm sick.
Oh, man. Talk about it. Tell us about it, Nate. Tell us about it. Like, what's one of the worst things that happened to you with that?
I just don't like when people touch me when I'm sick. Like, stop touching me. I don't even like to be around people when I'm sick for real.
Yeah, I want to get you sick either. Like, yeah, I feel you on it. That's
like
why I was working from home on Friday and Monday. Because I was like, man, I don't want to be, like you said, when you sick, you don't want to be around nobody, man. Like, get the heck
definitely
away from me, man.
Definitely.
And I got to get dressed and stuff to go to work. I'm like, nah, man. I'm staying at home working so I can be in my drawers and my tank top for the day. I ain't got time to be doing all that.
Get to work.
So my job, I already know the deal. If I'm sick, y'all already know. It might be a tank top of boxers day. Don't bother me.
You're funny.
I'm going to work. I'm going to still put some work in. That's the thing. It would be different if I wasn't putting no work in for my own. Shit, I'd probably work harder when I'm at home because I ain't got a bunch of people bothering me.
You ain't got nobody in your face and all that.
Yep. Everybody always in your office. Everybody's in your office. It forced people to see you more detailed emails. Oh, my God, I love it. Okay. That was number four. Number five is, and I know because ladies, I don't know who has this problem worse. I think it's like equal because I see this happen from both sides a lot. I can't really say who happens to more over the other. When you sick, it kind of goes further on the touching thing. If people want to, they want to keep pushing sex still. Oh my God, nigga. Oh my God, chick, come on, man. This stuff is ridiculous. Like, y'all guys, like, man, like, and they wanted to, like, oh, you might be sick, but you can still have sex or something. Like, man, because if you sick and you having sex, you going to go, you ain't going to, like, here's my rule.
Sick. I can still,
man, fuck that. Man, if I'm sick and you try to have sex with me, you're not going
to
get my best performance. Because when I'm sick,
just
like this, I mean, I'm going to wear out faster. And not necessarily me bust a nut fast, but I'm not going to have the energy to do anything. So don't be hitting me up trying to get me, you know, why you won't give me the? And then you, and then okay, and then especially let's say I got a cold. Last thing you want to do is kiss me while we having sex. If I decide to have sex with you while I'm sick, last thing you want to do is kiss me. Because then your ass is going to be sick, and then I'm going to want some sex the next time, and I'll be mad because you're sick. So don't do it. Don't do it. Like, just caution tape. You need to be very, just be very understanding with the person if you decide to push the envelope, try to have sex with a water sick. Take it easy. If the person decides to let you, take it easy, man. Don't be out here trying to push the envelope and then you mad because I'm not giving the album an A-plus effort. Man, shit. You'll get a 21-gun salute when I'm sick. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. That's what you're going to get. You'll get a couple of strong strokes, and then my ass is passing the hell out. So, just think before you do. Think before you do. All right, Nate, you had the last one. The Sophia to six. Number six.
Number six. I absolutely hate when you go to the hospital, and they can't even tell you what the fuck is wrong. Like,
right, did I
That's
pay
really
you?
Irritating. They can't even tell you what the fuck wrong.
And then they got to see to the next person, to the next person, to the next person, to the next person.
Then you call and make an appointment with your primary care doctor. And your primary care doctor tell you go back to the ER. What the hell? Oh,
right.
No, baby.
What is you doing?
What is you doing? Who got time for all that?
If I knew that calling you was going to tell me to call the ER, I would call the ER to begin with.
Don't nobody feel like going back to the emergency room?
And then you got to sit out there in that waiting room. If it's not serious enough for them, you're going to be on a waiting list. That's ridiculous. Yeah, I know, and the emergency room visits ain't cheap.
They ain't.
Definitely okay, if you got insurance or not. Yeah, so, yeah, I hate that too. I hate the doctors that see you all that have you go all around.
Exactly.
A lot of times you can't just go straight. You can't go straight to a specialist unless your primary care doctor refers you to one.
Right.
And I think that's annoying. Like, if I know what's going to do with my mouth, can I go to the fucking specialist that deals with it? Otherwise, I wasted plenty of time. This is a waste of time. And then I hate this because then the specialist, then they try to book you up the specialist, and their appointment, you know, they're not going to be in. Well, if they're out in Costa Rica right now, that's weak, man. Like, you gotta get that together.
Be straight tripping.
And I'm just a bonus one. I hate the drugs you gotta take that tell you that want to tell you you can't drink alcohol. Oh, man. Like, if it's something like you gotta take and you got the weekend come up and you can't tell you can't drink alcohol, you mad as hell, man. Cause you got, damn, I can't drink no kind of alcohol. Like, when you're on antibiotics, man, you gotta take a lot of L's on antibiotics. It wear you down faster, and you can't drink when you do it. So, yeah. Oh, one more. I'm going to add another one. Don't be coming around trying to beg me for my, because you know I got pain meds and stuff. Don't come around hounding me about trying to
okay.
get
right.
something off me so you can sell it.
Right.
I know you know how people be doing. They be hiring. They find you got some Vicodin. They get calling you every day on the hour.
Like, no, bitch, no.
I actually need these. Thank you very much. You ain't gonna take all of them. They always want to tell you that.
How you know?
Right. I don't know what the hell I'm going through. Well, that is the end of the show. Oh, we survived. That's why today's episode is called Pushing Through, because we are pushing through sickness and pain. I don't know how the hell we're doing it, but we're doing it. So thank everybody that bared my voice today. It was much worse on Monday, and today it still ain't great today. But I figured I had enough strength to try to push through making it work today. So thank you everybody for bearing with us. If you miss any of the shows, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, CEDDYJ. It's also iTunes. It's on the TuneIn Radio app and the Stitcher Radio app. Just type in Dust Fire Radio Network. Look for today's show, Life That Does Live, entitled Pushing Through. All right, everybody, we thank you for coming to the show. Shout out to my boy P-Buck. I see you, bro. That being said, Nate, how can they follow you?
Nate_Seduction everywhere.
If you I can't spell seduction, then you're too young to be trying to follow her anyway.
Exactly. If you can't spell seduction, you're too young for social media.
All right, y'all. We're in the show the way we do every show, reminding you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, when there's a J, or when there's a...
Nay, there is a way.
Y'all to the episode of Life That Does Live, your boy Sunny J and your girl
Nay Seduction, baby.
And it's hump day, so we give you our special public service announcement. Nay, what is that public service announcement we give every hump day?
If you're going to hump, please do it responsibly.
All right, y'all, we out. Peace.
Peace.